Thank you, and thank you for waking up the B-Morning Coffee Club, and we appreciate all your ideas here to help Hope swallow pills more. I mean, my goodness, put it with peanut butter. Put it with cheese. Put it with applesauce, the pills, to swallow better. Put a little pocket, the pill pockets. Oh, hang on a second. Oh, these are from some vets for my dogs. I said my dog was spitting out the pill, not necessarily for you, unless you like peanut butter, unless you like applesauce, unless you want a little pill pocket.
What's a pill pocket?
You know, it's a treat. You put the pill in and close it so they can't spit out.
It's a dog treat.
Yeah, so I think that's what they were talking about.
I don't know. Oh. I mean, you can take a piece of like Dove chocolate and make it a quote pocket and see how that goes.
Just like drill a hole into the Dove chocolate and put a pill in and then put the chocolate back on top.
There's some folks saying you can use something as practice first, like a Tic Tac. So they say practice on Tic Tacs.
Tic Tac, Tic Tac.
Like a Tic Tac. Yeah. There's so many suggestions. My mom puts a pill in a spoonful of applesauce.
Yeah.
So just fool your brain, because you're probably psyching yourself out. Might be what's going on. And it also says use lukewarm water instead of cold water to take it. Like room temperature water. Cold water actually makes your throat get smaller.
What I've been doing for the last however many years is orange juice, because it's like a thicker with the pulp. But it's like only certain sizes. Like once we get out of like the little Tylenol size and we go into caplets, it's too much.
And you actually, we've witnessed you gag. And we're not making fun of you, because we had to help you. We're like doing a Heimlich. You're like, I'm just trying to take pills. Leave me alone. We're like, yeah, but your eyes are watering, getting all clogged up there.
Yeah.
And with lukewarm water, what I find is when you put the pill in, then you take the water, right? And then you lean forward. So the water's circulating. It's holding it. And then you tip back. It flushes down. I find that easier than just pop and try to swallow. You got to bring it forward, then bring it back.
It's just hard for me to understand, because I can like throw 10 at a time in my mouth and I'm fine.
Okay, and how did you get to that point to be able to do that?
I don't know. It's just a God-given. I was given so few gifts in this life. That was just something.
It's just not one you're going to share.
Call or text, and you're not alone, Hope. You have some issues swallowing pills. You actually had it, too, in your earlier years, and then you had your
esophagus stretched.
Seriously?
And she keeps telling, she was like, she keeps, you don't feel it. It's awesome.
My mom brought up that I may need my esophagus stretched. She's a nurse, and I was not enthused when she told me that.
Well, I don't know what you're scared of. Like, you don't feel a thing.
Okay, I can't swallow a pill because it's too big to be in the back of my throat, and you want to put something so big that it stretches one of my organs.
You're going to be unconscious. Leave it to the doctors. You're going to wake up and you're going to be like, why didn't I get this done sooner? Why have I been suffering so long? It really is.
I never even knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
You want to stretch it?
I'd go in every couple months if I could.
Really? I got to get my food down faster.
It does. Because if you have like acid reflux, you don't even know it. I didn't know I had it.
Interesting.
Then it makes your esophagus all
You know, maybe listen
small.
To mama now, because obviously she didn't try this technique on you when you were younger. On the Donuts Light text line, my mom had my brother practice swallowing baby goldfish to get used to the feeling of swallowing a pill.
Baby? Goldfish?
Wait a second.
I hope she means the crackers.
Yeah, please let us know about that. What do you mean? Brian on our Facebook.
Brian, I love his idea. He says, I take a small amount of cereal and I chew it. And then when I'm ready to swallow the cereal, I hurry up and I pop the pill in my mouth. And then I swallow everything all at once.
Because you're so excited about the cereal. Boom. You're just swallowing. You're not even thinking about the pill anymore.
The cereal's so delicious.
Mm-hmm. Do you like cereal?
I like cereal.
Maybe I want to try Brian's technique.
I mean, yeah, I'm open to trying new things. Dave said, I never understood how people have issues swallowing a tiny pill. How in the world do you get your food down? Well, I chew all of it. Can't chew pills.
And you know what? Sometimes have you ever seen on directions on the side of medication? Don't chew, just swallow. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I don't know why you can't chew it.
Oh.
They want it to go down. I've seen that before.
I think it like affects, like if it's a capsule and it's got like the plastic coating, like if you chew it, it'll mess it up. Messes up the chemistry compounds, you know.
Go get some stuff stretched.
By the way, just to confirm, it was the goldfish snacks. We just got the tick saying, you guys make me laugh. Really? You think my mom had my brother swallow real goldfish?
Well,
we were just checking.
Just, you know.
People eat caviar.
Oh, yeah, but they don't eat minnows. Sardines. Right? Isn't that? What's but up? She was talking about the crackers.
Crackers, yeah. Thank you for Claire. School just started, but a lot are thinking about college already. And it's real easy. Yeah, you could Google all over the place, or you could go meet some fantastic representatives of colleges.
Yeah, there is a college night happening tonight. They're kind of, there's like 75 plus schools. Last night they were at Eastview Mall. Tonight they're going to be in Henrietta at Marketplace Mall, all set up.
And one of the colleges that's going to be there, George Mason University, if you want me to teach you the fight song before you go to impress them, happy to do so.
Oh my gosh. She may be in a corner going, did you know this school has a song?
Oh my goodness. You should be at that table tonight. Attracting the kids to the George Mason table. Did you know? Did you know?
Or scaring them.
Well, yeah. You could join the pep team like I did. Is it pep team or pep band?
Pep band.
Let's hear the fight song. Let's go. Here we go.
Hail to George Mason. Don your green and gold. We're going to sing for George Mason. Patriots brave and bold. We're going to cheer woo for George Mason.
All right, all right. I want the short version. All right.
I was like, wow, that's a really long fight song. And then, of course, they're going to be at the Grease Ridge Mall on Thursday. So all the events take place from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So after you get home from work or whatever, grab some dinner. And if you have a high schooler, or if you yourself, maybe you're like, look, I'm looking for some continuing education courses.
Right.
You know, now I'm ready to go to school. Go check it out.
And you ask them questions. Like, you really want to know about the city surrounding the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know me. How's the food such college
place. Do you
guys
have the menus?
Yeah.
It makes a difference. I toured Houghton College. They had the best food. My family still talks about how good the food was at Houghton.
And
when
they
we
were
toured.
Very disappointed that you didn't decide to go there.
I'm sure they were very
sad. Where is Houghton?
In the middle of nowhere, southern tier.
It's over near Rushville.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And the Belmont area, yes.
In 2 hour,
quote, nowhere.
3 hour drive from here.
Okay. You're not going to go for lunch today.
I'm just saying.
You're not going to. They're going to let you onto the college campus to eat.
You tell me they have the best college food. I want to put it to the test. TJ Bowen, producer Hope.
So I was shopping with Mama Jay, and we were standing behind like what seemed like a college kid, and he was all dressed up. And ends up, he was on his way to a wedding, and it was a Tuesday. He was like, yeah, I got to be at a wedding in 45 minutes. We're like, on a Tuesday?
Weekday wedding.
Weekday weddings?
My cousin got married on a Tuesday a couple of years ago.
I mean, are they cheaper on the weekdays?
Gotta be.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheaper just to do a Friday or Sunday versus a Saturday. So during the week, it is a lot cheaper. Weddings have gotten so expensive. And if you do a Friday wedding, you have to take off work anyways.
Okay. This is true. And if you want people to show up, is it a problem on the weeknight? I mean, we have two. You have a daughter that's engaged. I have a daughter who's engaged. Mm-hmm. These two are losing their minds over the prices of venues. And it's mostly because it's Friday and Saturday nights.
If you're in the wedding venue business, when is the cheapest time? The exact
cheapest? It's a Tuesday.
Maybe. I did Saturday luncheon wedding. And then we had the longest reception in the world because then it just went on all the way till Sunday. We just party.
That's still a weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. But hey, if this is the new way and this is socially acceptable and everybody's cool with going to a weekday wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new norm, I'm on board. So my kid can...
I wonder if you got to check like the church bingo schedule, right? Oh, okay. No, maybe not Tuesday. How about Wednesday? Because the bingo.
Well, everybody knows bingo's on Sunday night.
I thought
they had
different
Sunday
nights.
Church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night.
Maybe we're back to Tuesday then. Maybe. Let us know. 585-252-WBEE.